with triple team traffic. We still have our emergency coverage. Ricky Meese.
Redwood Road still closed. North and southbound directions between 90th and 9400 South. It is not expected to reopen until 6 o'clock this evening. Until then, avoid the area. Take an alternate right. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow from downtown to 123rd South. Northbound I-15, some slower traffic moving from Draper to Midvale. Dave Meekum.
If you're going to make that drive into Utah County coming out of the Salt Lake Valley on I-15, you're going to be in pretty good shape coming over the point. It's just as you approach 2100 North, we're kind of getting that typical slowdown just past 2100 North. It'll start to improve, and then you're out of that. If you're northbound, you got a little short delay at Lehigh Main Street, and then you're out of that one, and you'll be in good shape heading northbound over the point into the Salt Lake Valley. Mark?
Yeah, northbound I-15, just in time for a brand new crash coming out of downtown Salt Lake City. It's going to be close to about 6 North, and then you're going to be okay, sort of typical rolling through Davis County. You're going to come out of it about SR-193. But you still have pretty big delays, even though the wreck up at Willard Bay State Park is clear. Between Far West and South Willard, northbound I-15 is still very slow. UDOT Construction Alert, expect 215 delays starting Friday night. The freeway will be reduced to two lanes in both directions, 24/7 near 6200 South through November for bridge reconstruction. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9.